How's your... Oh, God. I can picture it. I can picture your horse's face as clear as a bell. Yes, how's your boy?
Jensen. Yeah, he's okay. He still has that little bit of puffiness in that leg, and nothing seems to shift it. I don't know. A friend of mine who's a qualified kind of body work and massage therapist type of thing came to see him, and she wasn't too worried about it. She said the area where it is isn't really indicative of anything serious.
Yep.
She basically told me to get on and ride him.
Okay, well, that's interesting, because I'm going to suggest the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, when we had that lesson, and you found that absolute magic with him in your imagination?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that if you do that just sitting on his back, but nothing else.
Ah.
Because yeah. this feels like one of those don't argue with God things to me. One of Steve's don't argue with God things. Look, I worry a little bit because I know lots of people are not religious, and I'm personally more likely to use the word the universe. So for goodness yes. sake, don't let me make anybody uncomfortable by using the God word, which I used to be uncomfortable with myself, I might add. But my work with Steve has got me not uncomfortable about it anymore. And I like that expression, don't argue with God, because I think it's so true. Yeah, so it feels like one of those things. What does that land for you?
Possibly.
Hmm.
Yeah, it kind of is a sentence that came to my mind earlier in the week.
Ah.
Actually, when it first, kind of when, after, soon after it first happened, we had been doing more of the faster work and what have you before then, and it landed with me then kind of thinking, I need to slow down and go back to slower work.
Okay.
Work again.
Okay. Yep. See, what you discovered in that lesson was the absolute magic that connection can be. You know, I mean, I remember you feeling quite euphorically rushed about how amazing it felt. So if you want that with your horse, it's going to come back to sitting on him and finding it on him. And I know I got that beautiful email from you where you said that you'd sat out with him and had the same visions, so you'd shared the visions together. Well, it's like, I remember when Michelle was riding Oliver, she was having a lesson on magic, and magic's the vaulting horse for some of the new people. He's my static vaulting horse. It's a 44-gallon drum on four legs. Done to vaulting horse specifications and covered in carpet and a saddle stuck on it.
Awesome.
And amazing things happen on magic, which is why we call them magic. But the stuff that she experienced on magic, she actually was like in a trance almost. And experiencing this amazing feeling of Oliver came in underneath her while she was on magic, and she could feel herself rolling, this beautiful rolling canter over the big hills, and just this amazing connection with him. And when she went to get on him, she was devastated because that wasn't there, and she'd expected it to just be there from her imagination to the reality. Well, what I've discovered since, or what I'm sure of since, is that what she was doing is like what you were doing. You were manifesting it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the goosebumps.
Yeah. So I had a bit of a similar thing that I didn't expect it to instantly feel like that next time I get on them.
Yeah. But what's going to happen now is what you were doing, what you and Jensen were doing was creating that, manifesting it.
Yeah.
And now you have to lay each step into reality.
Yeah.
And he's going to have, you know, from doing it, he's going to have some tensions and blockages, and I'll bet you that leg heals while you're releasing them.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thought. What a pity we didn't have the recording on for that.
I'm laughing here because, you know, but I'm not a healer, remember?
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Good to hear. Good to hear.
I had quite a nice thing happening with kind of all of the horses as well, but it's kind of more to do with the happiness program than the riding one. So
cool.
Maybe I'll email you about it or something.
And we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay. Marla was first in. I'm going to open Marla up. Oops, wrong person. How are you on this lovely day, Marla?
Pretty good.
That's good. How's your girl going? Of course. How's she going after a surgery? Is she home yet?
She's home. Wasn't very happy about coming home, but she's home.
Oh, damn.
Not very happy about being there either, so.
Well, the reality is, sweetheart, you have to get on the float to come home.
That's
so how did the surgery go?
It went really well.
Yeah. And they let you watch it.
Yes, I did watch it.
That's fantastic.
I had to work a little bit harder to get the right one out, and it was really scarred in. So there's something else that was going on there.
Yeah. Do you
had more to do with what the other problems we've had? I don't know. Because...
Well, it's bound to have some problems, some effect on the behavior issues that you've been having. Just for everybody else's stuff, she's had little what did you call them? Tumors? Benign tumors?
Yes, a benign ovarian tumor.
Yeah. Anything that affects the hormones is going to affect behavior. But I have this...
said that when they went to look at it, that it was in a position where it could easily have twisted a little and pulled erratically.
Yep.
Or cut off a little bit of the circulation once in a while.
Yep. Yeah. I've got an interesting...
A lot of my erratic, something seems wrong out of the nowhere kind of thing.
Yes. We've got a bit of a pause between us and America, so that's why I keep talking over the top of you. Sorry.
Yes.
I've got this theory about hormone stuff, because it will also have been causing hormone stuff.
Yes.
And... I've got a theory about hormone stuff, and it doesn't matter whether it's teenage hormone stuff or menopause or whatever, and this has been very much focused on humans, this theory so far, but I don't see why it wouldn't be the same for a horse. My discovery has been that hormones lift issues to the surface. They don't cause them. So, you know, when teenagers are going crazy with the hormones, their hormones are going crazy, but their emotional stuff, it's like an opportunity for teenagers to get a new understanding of life in general. And it's the same with menopause. Menopause is an opportunity to clean up, for want of a better word, clean up, understand, get understanding of and clean up old crap so that we can sail into older age cheerfully. And I am absolutely positive of this because I've helped a bucket load of people through menopausal symptoms particularly, and a handful through teenage angst hormones. Shame I wasn't in a position to help myself when I was a teenager, because God, I was a terrible teenager. Oh my goodness. But we went through the time of losing our farm when I was in full-blown menopause, and that was a process that took about a year and a half to all kind of happen and fall into place, and it was a very long sales settlement. And I was in full-blown menopause, losing it, what I thought was losing most of what I loved, and I was the most serene I'd ever been in my whole life, because I discovered this stuff not long beforehand.
Yeah.
So I have this theory, and it's, you know, it's still a theory because I don't think I've dealt with enough people to kind of set it in absolute cement, but I'm pretty bloody sure of what I'm saying, is that hormones are not the cause of the emotional upset, but they do bring it to the surface.
Right.
Yeah. But then also...
The other thing we may have been dealing with is just erratic, sharp pain.
Yes, yes. I was just about to say that, because that'll be... a big deal too. Let's keep our fingers crossed for her.
Yeah. Mm.
And she's home, so that's excellent. Who else have we got here? We've got Sue from the bush, who's not so much in the bush anymore. How are you this morning?
Great, thank you.
Ah, excellent. And you've had a big breakthrough with your new boy.
Yes. Yeah, I'm on a high.
I'm just looking at this huntsman who's about 4 inches across. How many centimetres is that for people who work in centimetres? He's on my window, but I'm not sure if he's on the inside of the window or the outside of the window. I think he might be on the inside of the window. Lucky I don't freak at huntsmen. But he's huge, huge. I haven't seen one this big for a long time. So what were the keys? Just tell everybody what he was doing, because it'll be interesting, because not everybody has super generous horses that, we've all got different circumstances. And I think it's an intriguing one.
He was just showing full-on aggression, I suppose, to not only to me, but to anything that came within, other horses, anything that came within his area. He was striking out, he was kicking, he was biting, he was chasing. And I had to get very big and very tall and carry a stick, which I hate doing.
Yeah. Well, safety. So I haven't had a chance. I wrote to you last night and said, what were the keys to success? Because I was, you know, looking to make mention of this breakthrough in one of the brags this morning. But I haven't had a chance to look at the emails. I was running a bit later than I expected to be. What do you reckon the keys were to success?
That's sort of that's a difficult one, but I basically had a quiet mind about all this, because I don't mind stepping into dominance around food or around, but generally I only have to do that briefly, and with him I was having to do it all the time I was with him. He's new and he's a rescue horse, and he's got lots of reasons for being like this, may I add.
Yeah.
So I was not in my confidence or my comfort zone being dominant, and he was not in his comfort zone not being dominant. So we were, you know, directly opposing. So I quite minded it, and I just took a completely different approach in that I went in without any tools. And I don't want to say this is the way to do it with every horse, but this was the way I did it with him. And
that's a really good point, yeah. Very good.
Simply, I turned, I think, not only did I offer him safety, but I turned over my safety to him.
Isn't that interesting? Because that's how Val Velezka made her breakthrough with Merlin, who was also gobsmackingly aggressive. He would charge and his teeth would be bared and he'd be like full on attack mode. And if he didn't get you in time with his teeth, he would spin around and double barrel and bang, 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 bang. And she did this kind of, she said she ran from the paddock crying hysterically many times. Quite minded various steps that she had to do, but she worked with him with a piece of grass. And that was the strongest tool that she was able to take in there without him going berserk. So, it's an interesting one. All I can say is I'm glad it's you, not me.
But there was no question of aggression when I went in that way.
Wow.
I mean, I also kept a shoulder to him and I kept low to the ground, all those things. But basically it was just opening my heart.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Okay. How very cool. I can't imagine what the rescue organisation thought they'd done when they rescued him. You have to wonder how on earth they dealt with it.
Yeah. Through the fence, I'd say his food had been thrown at him. Bless him.
Yeah, well, I think I would have been doing a bit of that too. Till I found a place of understanding. But it's an interesting one to talk about from the point of view of that will not be everybody's answer at dealing with a difficult aggressive horse.
No.
Another person could walk in with their piece of grass like Velezka and get killed. You have to flow with what's perfect for this horse in this moment. Not get stuck on, you know, someone else's way of doing things. Okay. Oh, thanks for sharing that with us, because that's lovely. Who else have we got in here above you? It's a phone number that ends in 6320, and it's an Australian one. Who's that? Yes, whoever that is.
Is that me?
Yes. Yes, you.
Yes, you. Jeannie, it's Kathy.
Kathy
and Allegra.
Good morning. It hasn't got a name on it, so I didn't realise who it was. Kathy had the most. I've got to brag, Kathy, because it was truly lovely. Kathy had the most beautiful breakthrough with Allegra in a lesson, a distant video lesson, last week. Are you up to sharing a little bit about that?
Oh, you can talk about it. That's fine. Yeah.
Well, I was inviting you to talk about it.
I'm getting a little bit extra too. I got a wave of in the house. I was standing in the house yesterday. And I got this wave of happiness from Allegra and Rodeo, which was just beautiful, coming through to me. So, and Rodeo's not going to be here this week.
I've got happy tears. why is Rodeo not going to be there this week?
Well, I think he's ready to go.
Oh, okay. Yep. Wow.
He's quite, you know, I think he's just giving me time to get used to that.
To get used to the idea.
Yeah.
Mm. Have you got a third horse?
I do. I actually 2 months ago adopted a little stock horse called Mighty Mouse, who needed a home. So,
wow, that's a little bit of guidance, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it's been hard for him too, because he's come from a home where he's been for about, you know, 10 or more years with his herd. So I feel a bit for him. He's still, you know, settling in and a bit lost, but he's just beautiful. Just a beautiful boy.
When it comes time for Rodeo, let me know and I'll Reiki him out for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That wasn't the news I was expecting this morning. I was expecting all the beautiful stuff. Well, actually, that's beautiful too.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful. I'm pretty sure he wants that, and he's, you know, it's going to be wonderful for him. So.
Yeah. Yeah. When it's the right time, it feels like such a good decision.
Yeah. So that's what I've been getting. I'm hoping that I'm on track with that thought. That's what I've been getting.
Well, you've been getting that, and then you get a wave of happiness from them. It kind of, you know, makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So it's just the human me part of it. You know, but,
you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I've been upset about it, but you know, yeah. I've got to do what he wants. Really, it's all about what he wants.
It's funny. I found with Pepe, who was in the same boat. Like, I knew for days that he was ready to go. The sadness was different. You know, it was. I had lots of sadness, and I still get a little bit every now and again. But it's not that crippling kind of. I don't know how to explain it. It's almost a happy sadness. It doesn't make sense, really, but feels quite different.
But then, if you can talk about all, look, it's all good, because you know, I've got to, you know, it's what they want and what will make them happy.
Are you cool with me just touching big picture on the keys to success for your breakthrough with Allegra?
Absolutely.
Often we have stuff in our past that has the vacuum cleaner going, that stops us from feeling our connection with our horses as strongly as we might do otherwise. Kathy had lots of vacuum cleaner. The That's a pretty good description, isn't it, Kathy?
Bloody oath.
And she's worked her butt off, absolutely worked her butt off over the last year, cleaning up her multiple vacuum cleaners. And in a lesson the other day, she made such a breakthrough with Allegra. Allegra was showing her visions of things that had happened to her when she was little that had caused the trauma that, you know, that was behind her behaviour, and she was showing her things like a man not taking no for an answer, and her rearing up on her hind legs, and her eyes were wild, and all this kind of stuff, and she was releasing all over the place, and this beautiful expansion of feel good afterwards was just gorgeous, wasn't it, Kathy?
Yeah.
I've said it before to you, and I say it in public, my hat's off to you, Sunshine. you've done a fabulous job. Fabulous.
Well, thank you.
Okay, on to Trish. Now I've embarrassed the crap out of you. How are you this morning, Trish?
I'm good, thank you. How about you?
I'm excellent, thank you. I can't believe another month has gone past and I still haven't done it.
Well, we found that we mostly did it in the winter time anyway, because you get so busy in the summer.
Yes.
Just got to find a warm place to do it in the winter.
Yes.
There could be people wondering what we're talking about.
Well, you better tell them then.
Okay, I've developed an online fitness program for equestrians, or for anybody really, that is done in the water. And so you don't need to know how to swim. It's just waist to chest deep water and a pool noodle for floating on. And Jenny's going to give it a try, but she's been too busy doing other things.
Yeah, the beach I went to was a bit kind of, it was a full-on surf beach with gigantic waves, so it wasn't kind of the thing you sit in a pool noodle.
Would have been a little challenging for the core muscles.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, the beach that we tend to go to at this time of the year is in the bay and doesn't have the same kind of waves, and we are chest deep. It's a very long, you know, you walk out for quite a way before it's so deep that you have to swim. And I could just see me down there with my pool noodles.
All right, then you'll have to send me photographic proof.
I don't think you want photos. Francis, stop laughing.
If anybody wants to have a look, it's equestrianaquatics.com.
Send me the link on email and I'll put it up on the webpage.
Alrighty.
Because it is a great idea to get a little bit. There's all kinds of ways that you can get fit, and if you can get fit without weight bearing, that's even better.
Yeah, and virtually no impact as well.
Yeah, yeah. And at my age, that's a good idea. Sorry, I've got such a warped sense of humour. And unfortunately, there's some of my laughter I can't explain. It's a family joke. Okay, excellent. You email me that link and I'll stick it up on the webpage so people can find it.
Thanks, Jenny.
You're welcome. Anna, lovely to see you in here. How are you, Sunshine?
I am good.
That's good. We've got a brag and a question for you from you this morning, so I'll come back to you in a minute. I'll come back to you in a minute after I start recording. Is that Katie?
Hey, Jenny.
Good morning, Sunshine. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. How's your girl?
She's good. I'm manifesting, I am in the process of manifesting her to be much, much closer to me. We all have different things, and one of those little challenges I'm looking at is learning all about Soteria grass, because the paddock's full of it. but everything
what's
else.
Soteria grass? I've not come across it.
It's a toxic, myotoxic. It blocks the calcium. It causes big head in horses if it's not covered with minerals and supplementation, but apparently it's all over the coast, up in our hills where a lot of horses are. So I'm doing a lot of talking to different people who are dealing with it and how that they manage it and all sorts of things. But, yeah, big head, if the horse is left on pasture, it's tropical pasture that's introduced. It's really good for cattle, but it's clumpy and it's one of the worst for... Cochlea is another one, believe it or not, for blocking the calcium absorption in the horse. And so... Mm. Yeah, so there is supplementation, thank goodness, that can be done. And, when I can relax with that a bit, everything else is really perfect. I can't fault it. The man is just beautiful who's offered the paddock to me, and it's right across the road and everything's just there. And I'm thinking, okay, get out of the worry, of this grass thing. Mind you, there was a horse there for 8 years. He died at 35. I don't think he was even supplement fed, the poor guy, the horse it is. But there has been horses on it. I'm just aware now of what potentially this grass can do. So, something else to learn in the horse world, and we're always learning. So,
Do they just have to feed high calcium feeds?
It's high calcium, yes, that's it. You're basically replacing the calcium that they're not getting because the grass blocks it, the Soteria grass. And there's probably people on the call that know that would know about Soteria grass if they have any problems with subtropical tropical grasses. Yeah. Huh. So we're kind of like... But it's to do with the absorption's the thing you've got to watch too. I mean, you can give, like people, or take all sorts of stuff, but you need to know that it's... Or try to make sure that it's absorbed properly.
And that's probably going to be about a balance of minerals, not just calcium.
Yep, exactly. So they make mixes, but I've got a herbalist lady helping me that has helped me a lot with her itch, which is wonderful this summer. And I'm relying on her, and she's just suggested lime. But there's all sorts of other things in her feed that would be a complementary to that. Like, it's not just lime on its own. She's got sunflower seeds and
lime on the
oil.
Do you mean lime on the paddock?
No. A tablespoon in her feed to complement all the other things she gets. Fresh garlic and flaxseed oil and sunflower seeds. She hasn't got dolomite, but she's got Equivital, I think it's called. It's a mix. I call it bird seed for horses. It really looks like a heap of different seeds in there, just complement like what the wild horse would get, in the wild kind of thing. All sorts of fresh garlic and the flaxseed oils. I said the sunflower seed, which is all, your oils. She's a herbalist lady, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's obviously.
Just one thing you said in there sets alarm bells off, fresh garlic.
Yes, that's to do with it.
Only use fresh, don't use fresh garlic all the time. Garlic 24/7, 365 days of the year.
Oh, okay, no. This is just, we've got a lot of rain recently and the mosquitoes and all sorts of stuff have picked up. I'm not using any sprays or poisons on her for the first time ever, so I guess that's the attribute of the garlic. Side. But yes, you're right.
Fabulous.
It's just on and off end at the moment. Obviously, we're just coming to the end of the summer, thank goodness. So then we'll cut right back on that too. And
it's wonderful stuff.
Brand.
It's wonderful stuff, but it's like a lot of things. If you use them non-stop, it can actually get too much, and it loses its efficacy, and then when you do need it to boost the immune system, it's a non-event. It's not happening.
Oh, interesting. I'm hoping over winter we'll hardly have to use it at all. It'll just be a couple of times a week, if that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been pretty full on.
Well, that'll be gorgeous for her to have you so close.
I know. It'll just. I've never had her that close in the whole 6 years I've owned her. I've never had her that close, so it'll be really special.
Yeah.
As long as I can get over my thing of the grass. I don't feel like I'm poisoning with this bloody grass.
Oh, well,
but, you know,
do your research.
Always something. Yep, I have and I am, and, you know, there's things there, and I've been suggested, you know, what this lady suggests, and, you know, I suppose you just got to trust sometimes that all the information in the world, you know, is wonderful, but at the end of the day, it's
you've got to go
what
by
you live.
Your feel.
Mm.
And you've got to go by your feel, and you can always, you can put her on it, and then be constantly feeling,
yes,
using your own awareness to know that she's okay, or that you've got to change something.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And the
hope. Oh, that sounds like a wonderful journey for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It feels good.
That
I have a bit of a panic
exciting.
Sometimes, and then I stop and go, wait up. Because everything else is just lined up perfectly, except this grass thing. Is it a big deal, you know? And so I can make it as big a deal as I want, or as you say. I mean, people do have their horses on it. That's not a thing. But when I first told the herbalist lady, she's like, you know, I felt like I was chopping her head off or something. It's like, okay, wait up. I think that her reaction probably is what set me off the worst. Then I found out there was people with foals on it, and I'm like, foals? Jesus, you know, they're still growing. But, you know, they you know, up in the hills here, apparently it's everywhere, and people have horses on. I think, well, you know, every horse is different, like people. This is the other thing, you know, they respond differently. And I thought, oh, well, she's got an autoimmune thing. Does that make her more susceptible? But maybe not necessarily. Yeah, so, you know, as you say, you just have to feel the way, and everything else has been pre-paved perfectly. I mean, there's no hiccups. It's just he's been really beautiful. The man's put the fencing up, and he's doing this, and he's doing that, and he's slashed it all. And, you know, everything else is just flowing just perfectly. So I think, well, you know, if this is one thing, then that's the one thing. And as you say, you just follow. Because I actually wasn't going to. I came to the point where, oh, no, I can't. And then I thought, but there would probably be other signs that it's wrong, you know. There'd be other disruptions. There'd be other concerns. There'd be other things. So this is just one thing. And
you've identified something that's really important, and that was it was her reaction that upset you.
Yes,
it's really easy. I found it's been a bit of a topic for me over the last few months, noticing how much I can get kicked off by someone else's opinions. And then having to come in and quiet mind my own course of action.
That's true, especially when it's someone that, you know, you appreciate or has helped you and you have credibility with, and you think they would know.
Yeah,
mind
you,
she's in Victoria too, so they don't have these tropical grasses like we do. And,
no,
you know,
they don't.
So it's like,
so
you
she
know,
has no first-hand experience, except she's had first-hand experience treating other horses from Queensland.
Yes.
But, you know, you've got to walk the pasture, you've got to feel the land, you've got to know your horse, you've got to feel how they respond to it. This is bigger than just horse stuff for you, Katie.
Oh, it's massive. It's massive. It's a real game changer because, you know, the situation's been as it has for a while, and I have had my acceptance was that I wasn't going to see her as much, which I haven't. So the beautiful thing is I have this gorgeous communication with her when I'm not with her, and I'm able to tune in with her, and I have developed that more through this without feeling so much the negative side, which was totally all-encompassing not long ago, and about the fact that, you know, without going into a big story, but not able to see her as much as I wanted to because of energetic kind of thing, influence. And so it was like, well, I'm not going to lose this beautiful connection. This is a special thing I can develop in another way. And I can. I can just think of her straight away and completely feel a heart connection, completely feel her energy. Sometimes she says something to me or I get a message, but other times it's just that connection, Jenny. It's that connect. It's like a lock, you know. It's kind of like you feel that click and you go, yep, we're connected there. I'll send her energy and I'll send protection or whatever. We got snakes going around and whatever. And I just, you know, I connect with her on another level. And so it doesn't feel as lacking. It would be absolutely torturous, I think, if I wasn't able to do that. But I have developed that more, and I just am absolutely certain that when I'm connected to her, I am. I don't even question it anymore. In the beginning, I'd be going, oh, am I making this up? Or, you know, and then now it's like, completely no, I'm not. It's like when you meet someone and you feel their energy, you just know you've met them. You know, you don't go, oh, it's this person in front of me. It's the same kind of thing, except I'm not seeing her. It's from a bit of a distance. So, you know, that's a very
It'll be real, all right. Sue McKibben next door, when she went away for 1 year, she came back and her horses were like, nobody would talk to her. Everybody was giving her the big brush off. And the next year that she went on a big trip with Mark, and I was looking after the horses each time, but the next year she tuned into them every night before she went to sleep. Each horse individually tuning in, blah, blah. She came back and was riding and with them as if, you know, she hadn't been away a day.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And the girl who features Hannah Rivard, the girl whose photo features on the Fast Track program, she couldn't catch Maya when she got the, she won the Gold Star scholarship that Corey gave, and she couldn't catch Maya. And when she applied for the scholarship, she was on the other side of America for 3 months away from her horse. And she did the connection work every day. And when she walked back in the paddock for the first time 3 months later, they were just together. It was like it was a non-event.
Beautiful.
Nice. Not only did she have trouble catching her. Yeah, not only did she have trouble catching her, the horse was actually coming up to her.
Oh,
and then the rest of her story is kind of all over the blog and website, because it's such a beautiful story. She then went on to develop a relationship with Maya that was everything she'd ever dreamed of as a child, that she'd struggled with for so long. She's a very skilled rider, but everything was lacking until she found that. Found that deep connection. Okie doke. Thanks for that. That was thanks for sharing that. That was lovely. Let's see how Liz's internet connection is. Good morning, Liz. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, and the internet connection's superb.
It has been dropping out though.
Oh, yes, and it's just starting to now. Anyway, it's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
If you want to contribute, pop it in the chat room.
Okay, I will.
Okay. I'm going to open Anna back up and hit the recording button. So just wait, everybody. It's a pity we didn't record all that this morning, because that was lovely.